Om Shanti. Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome Dr. Prachab among us, and also Brother Stephen from Global Hospital, who has come from a very busy schedule, I understand, to really bless us with your presence. And Dr. Prachab is 40 years in Gyan, and since 27 he's surrendered to Baba's Yajna. He's currently the medical director of Global Hospital. Global Hospital, I'm sure many of us know it, especially at this point of time. We had many visits there for some reasons. And today's topic is health and wellness. And whenever I met Dr. Pratap, I always asked him the question, what is the secret to your health? How come you look so fresh among such, you know, busy schedule? And I'm sure today he'll share a lot of insights and give us a lot of tips on this topic. Thank you, Doctor. Okay.
Om Shanti. Health is natural. We are naturally healthy. Sickness is unnatural. It's something which is not natural to us. Our nature is to be healthy. Our nature is to be happy. Our nature is to be kind. That's our nature. And Baba says, I was listening to today's announcement that you have a retreat. What says, Man Mana Bhav to Madhya Jibhav. Baba has told us that by being bodiless, we add years to our life. We become nirogi in golden age. We become sickness-free in golden age. But here, if we are meditative, if we have yogi jivan, then our age, longevity. And it's a big subject in the West, how to live long. They use chemicals, melatonin or some hormones to live long. But Baba has given us the formula that knowledge empowers us. And meditation or yoga, the yoga gives us long life. Because you need to be strong to live a long life. Knowledge gives us wisdom. Knowledge gives us awareness. You know, even in the Laukic terms, to be healthy, you need to know, you need to be awareness. What is health? Education about health. It's a big subject. When I retired from the government, my last title was Deputy Director, Health Education. That was my subject. How to reach to the people. Because there are certain basic things which each one of us needs to be aware. But many people in the community are not aware. In hospitals, when we talk of, you know, there is a disease which we call the iatrogenic or hospital acquired infection. You know, when you go to the hospital, you go for one sickness and come back with another. Because hospitals are not places for healthy people. You know, only when you get sick, you go to the hospital or you consult a doctor. So who looks after our health? Not the doctors. Not the hospitals. We look after our health. It's only when we lose our health, we go to the doctors. So health is our self-responsibility. So it's basically we need to know. What are the harmful lifestyles? What are the things which would promote health? You know, Baba says in Golden Age, the food is medicine. Food protects us from many things. So it's like we understand that what is health? What are the factors which promote health? When we talk of wellness, I call it not just wellness, but well-being. We live in a in a way that we are cheerful, happy, our quality of life is good. That is wellness. Complete well-being, that should be our motto. But wellness is related to our well-being and then well-becoming, well-behaved. All these are integral. The research says that whatever is essential for a healthy living, you know, for living, like whether it is optimism or laughter or being honest, that is good for health also. You cannot separate health from your conduct. That's what this tell now. It has become so important that if you are happy, if you are honest, if you are helping others, you are likely to stay healthy. You live longer. This is what they come out with it. You know, if you look at the world health, it means heal thyself. So whenever, whatever happens in our life, I was just reading something that in Japan, when something breaks, they join it with the gold. So anything which happens, even illness can be a blessing. I remember when I was in Chandigarh, we had gone for service in a hill station, Manali. The car was not there. One of the brother took me on a scooter. And he fell down and I also fell down. And I injured my back. And I had to lie at home for almost 6 weeks. But I thought it is not so important. I didn't write to Madhuban. And then one day I received a letter from Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani, with a box of toli. And Dadi writes that one, you need to inform your home that you are not well. And the two, she said, this is an opportunity that you can revamp yourself. You can re-energize yourself. Don't lie idle. But think, this opportunity has come to you to really help you to look within and find how you can feel more empowered. So disease is not a, I would say, today also Baba's Murli, there was a blessing. All of you must have read Karam Bhog and Karam Yog. So we should not be overwhelmed by any disease. But as Dadiji says, it is an opportunity to look within. Because this gives us a signal that something is not going right in our body. We need to correct it. If we fall sick, we need to know that what went wrong within us. Dr. Satish Gupta, who runs this coronary artery disease program, he asked people to see what recently happened or immediately before they discovered they had heart disease, what was wrong in their life. And most of the time they found out there was some emotional breakdown. Something had gone wrong in their personal lives, either the family breaking up or losing a job or some grief in the family, because it unsettled them. So when it unsettled them, then the things start happening. So education, awareness, knowledge about what health is, how do we really look after our own self? Self-care is not selfish. Health is a resource. It's a resource. If we are healthy, we are more productive. We are more creative. We can do more for others. So we need to look after ourselves. We really need to look after how do we really conduct ourselves. You know, they realize that most of the stress hormone, a surge in the stress hormone happens in the morning hours. So Baba has given us a buffer that Amrit Vela is important for us. The stress hormones are secreted more in the morning hours. So if in the morning hours our mind is focused, we are connected to the Supreme, So we receive that strength for the whole day. It's like kind of we are nurturing our own self. We are nourishing ourselves the morning time. So our daily routine protects us. Getting up early in the morning, they say 1 hour sleep before 12 is equal to 2 hours sleep after 12. So that means if you go to, they say that early to rise and early to bed makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. So going to bed early and getting up early is a health promoting habit. So our routine, but we need to be aware of these facts. Now these facts are being supported by the scientific evidence. Like Baba says, always tells us, okay, you have conquered vices, but what is more important now is the waste thoughts, the wandering mind, thinking about the past, daydreaming, distracted mind. So now they say that wandering mind is like, it activates the same areas of brain. When someone has Alzheimer, those areas are activated. So wandering mind starts your aging faster. So that's why the beginning of the health starts from our mind. We need to empower our mind. Once our mind is focused, it is awakened, it is aware, it is strong, the physical body also follows, it is also strong. So Baba has given us so much wisdom. We have 4 subjects, and knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. These 4 subjects, they are all, if you look at them in a very subtle way. What is knowledge? We are able to discern what is good or what is bad for us. The self-inflicted lifestyle, they say that the way we live our lives, that is becoming the principal cause of illnesses. If you correct your lifestyle, the diseases would disappear of its own accord. So health is our responsibility. Health is my responsibility. Whether it is awareness. The other thing is, how do we manage our challenges, what we call stress, things we are not able to cope up with. How do we really manage them? You know, when we work at the hospital, some difficulty comes and people come to me. So sometimes I share knowledge with them. They say, oh, we came to you for a problem and you are sharing knowledge with us. So I said, what does the knowledge stand for? We need to use the knowledge. Baba has given us knowledge. When Baba says that when something happens, you just put a full stop. Drama is to be used so that we protect ourselves. Drama protects ourselves. So anything goes wrong, we need to pick up the lesson from it and then move ahead. So how do we manage our stress? And Baba says, give your burdens to me. That means we feel we are only instruments. We are nimit. We are just responsible for doing seva. But the responsibility, the final responsibility stands with him. He is the master. Whatever we are doing, if we are following Srimad, Baba says in Murlis, even Brahma Baba has told you something. Brahma Baba has given you, are the nimit people who are at the centers, are in the yajna, if they give you any direction, for them also I am responsible. Because he takes the responsibility. He is the one who has given us the strength, given us the light. You know, when we are in the dark, we stumble. He has shown us the path. That if we follow that path, then we can manage our stress well. stress doesn't happen because of the big things. They say that it is like a shoelace factor. Minor hassles, repetitive hassles, they cause us stress. So stress initially comes from physics. You know, whenever a pressure is applied to a metal, the internal resistance which it gives is known as the stress. So it has two components. One is external pressure, the other is internal resistance. We cannot do anything to the external pressures, but we can increase our internal strength. I remember in my early days, things I used to feel, they were big. They would upset me. Today they are nothing. Because we have grown up. We have become wise. We have become mature. So those small things have vanished. So what we need to do is increase our ability. Once Brijmohan Bhai told me, you know, we always yearn for doing services. Increase your capacity, increase your ability, the service would come to you. You don't have to run after service. So we need to increase our capacity. We need to increase our capability, our abilities, skills. We feel panicked or we feel sometimes we lose our balance. Why? Because we feel the problem is big. Then take the help. Last Murli Baba said the combined form. You know, the father and me are combined. Then nothing is impossible. And then he reminded us of the combined form also, the Vishnu Chaturbhuj. So it's like a story which goes like this, that if we are strong, if we are happy, we can solve problems effortlessly. But when we feel alone, it's very important. They have seen that most of the sicknesses come when people feel lonely, depressed, sad, that they don't have anyone to support them. They said that the heart patients, when they suffered from a heart attack, what we call the coronary artery disease, even when they had a just pet and they were stroking the pet, talking to the pet, they felt they had much less arrhythmias and other problems. So the companion, who's our companion? We have such unlimited family to support us. The companion is Almighty. So what is stress to us? Nothing. What are pressures to us? But only thing is, Baba says, the awareness, what we call the smriti, the consciousness. If we look at the whole Brahman life, it is shift in consciousness. From the iron-aged, the Kaliyogi consciousness to the consciousness of confluence, that we are not alone, we have been adopted by the Supreme Father. So we are His progeny. So we have to be strong. But then there are other, like these are the two things, the knowledge, awareness, then the stress. Then is our spirituality. You know, if you look at our aim and object, what is our aim and object? The aim object is to be perfectly healthy. To be completely healthy. And what does complete means? Complete means being healthy physically, mentally, socially and spiritually. That is complete health. So that is our golden age. That is that Madhyaji stage, what we call the Vishnu stage. So spirituality gives us meaning to the life. You know, if people say, what is spirituality? It gives us purpose in life. It gives us fulfillment. Someone did a study on people who are going to the church in the longevity, and he found that people who were at least going in once in a week to the church, attending the congregation, their longevity increase at least by 4 years. As to the people who are not going, are going less than once in a week. So it's the spirituality, it automatically, when we look at the Brahman lifestyle, it protects us naturally from all the bad habits. Today I was showing Stephen one of the report. It said no amount of alcohol is safe for the human body. We keep reading reports that one peg is good enough. And then it was in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal. And they had done studies for several years. But Baba has protected us naturally. That our lifestyle is changed, our food has changed, our habits have changed. We are not dependent upon these things. Neither we smoke, nor we drink, nor we take the non-vegetarian food. What foods protect us? It is the fruits, it is the vegetables. They say that, your food plate should be full of different colors. There's so many food research is coming that food protects us from cancer. Flavonoids and phytochemicals, all these things, all these cruciform vegetables, what we call the cabbage, the broccoli, the Brussels, they protect us from many diseases. The brain, what happens, the brain breakup, what happens, the body is wear and tear, whether it is atherosclerosis or whether it is the joints and other thing. They said, if we have food rich in vegetables and fruits, it protects us from wear and tear. After being in Gyan, when I came to Baba, I was just maybe around 12 or 14 years old, and I still feel the same. Because it's the mental aging, the biological age or the chronological age, what we call, and how you feel about yourself, that makes all the difference. But it does tell us that there are other things, like, the environment. We cannot do anything about the environment, but we can contribute. It's not just the pollution, we read everything, reports, the particles in the air, they reduce, cause so many issues. But what is our environment? A happy environment. We keep the green environment. The Feng Shui, they say that if your house is in order, if your where you sleep, it is orderly, then it doesn't scatter the energy. So if we want to energize our environment, we need to keep our mind in order, but the surroundings should also be beautiful. They should look good. We need to see that. How do I protect the environment? We save on water. We save on electricity. In a direct way, we are contributing to the environment. We use less of vehicles. That also we are contributing to the environment. Small things. Paper. The lesser we use paper, the better it is for the environment. But this environment is also health promoting. People are, they talk of the so many things are being talked, but all those things, we may not be able to do much, but we can always do contribute to the protecting. I remember Dadiji used to say, for people who are surrendered in the yajna, that whatever you save, in that way you are contributing to the yajna. Because you don't earn money, but whatever you do, whether you work in the laundry, or whether you work in the kitchen, whatever you use economically and save, that is your contribution to the yajna. So that is our contribution to the world of environment. When we save the resources, we contribute to the environment. So the environment becomes powerful, it becomes protective in the golden age. Because we have, like Baba says, that we give sakasht even to the five elements. So everything contributes to our well-being. And we need to be grateful, that attitude of gratitude. Thanking for providing us so much. And brother was talking, how do we maintain our health? I have observed one thing, that after coming to Mount Abu, you need to be active, need to be really doing good exercise. Walking is the best exercise, what I feel. My routine starts from the day early morning. What I do is I get up in the Amrit Vela, have my morning meditation, then I read my Murli, study it, and then I go get fresh and go for a walk. At least 5 kilometers. 5 kilometers means you'll need to walk for at least 50 minutes, 50 to 55 minutes. And in the evening, if you get time, fine. If you don't get time, it's okay. Because you have completed your walk in the morning. So like you looked after your nourishment for the soul, and then you look after your physical body, your personal hygiene, and then you do exercise, walking. You may not get time for doing something, but it is good if you can do swimming, or if you can do cycling. All these are good exercises. Whether it is cancer, or whether it is heart disease, or whether it is arthritis, if you are a regular exercise doer, all these things remain in control. They say that people who do regular exercise, they would not die of cancer. It would protect, the endorphins are released, certain chemicals are released in the body. It even contributes to psychological well-being. There was an article in the Newsweek. It said, normally people think that the brain doesn't regenerate. But people who do regular exercise, they call something known as neuron growth factor. And your brain regenerates. Your growth happens. Neuron growth factor. So that means you would be able to avoid dementia or Alzheimer or any other degenerative disorders. Exercise or being physically active is lot of thing. I was reading a report again in the BMJ. They said in Kuwait, in Saudi Arabia, almost more than 60% are insufficiently active. Insufficiently active means that you should have 150 minutes of moderate activity in a week, or 75 minutes of vigorous activity in a week. That is the, what they call the sufficient activity. So if it is insufficient, so then it puts you to risk to certain sicknesses. So activity, movement, these days there are certain apps on the phone. You know, Google Fit is one app, which tells you how many minutes you will be on move. And then it gives you heart points also. You need to score minimum 10 points. But I feel when we walk for 50 minutes, then we score more than 50 points. So everything, it's the sedentary lifestyle, which is the major issue. in combined with diet and smoking. When I was a medical student, we never heard that someone less than the 60 years would have heart problem. But now we see patients coming at the age of 30, 35. The trial which was done by the hospital, coordinated by Dr. Satish Gupta, on heart disease and meditation, they had controls. People were doing exercise, they were following healthy diet, but one control group was not meditating. The other was taught Raj Yoga meditation. So they said the more they adhere to the program, the more better they became. But then their adherence had to be more than 50%. It was more than 50% only then the improvement occurred. Sometimes we say, oh, when you are meditating regularly, you are having vegetarian diet, why do BKs get heart problem? You know, what is protective is more than 50%, they have set scores. How long the meditation should be done, how much did you adhere to the diet. Sometimes we also take liberty. Liberty with the food, liberty of not doing walking or exercise. So liberty of not looking after our own self. When that happens, then the benefit becomes less. Whether it is diabetes or heart disease or cancer, all are related to inactivity. They followed up for years together. And they found out that one thing which contributes to ill health after smoking is inactive lifestyle. Sedentary lifestyle, what we call. So physical activity is equally important. As food is important. Even this Baba has given us direction of eating food, accepting food in silence or in remembrance of God. Now the people have started doing research on what they call the conscious eating, the mindfulness eating. That you are, when you are eating, you are just eating, doing nothing else. Not watching television, not reading newspaper, not talking to someone. So that you enjoy every bite of the food. So simple things can bring magic. The simple changes in our life. Then the other thing which they say is important, I said, connectedness. These days people do networking for the sake of business, like promoting yourself. But he says, the more connected you are, more friends and well-wishers you have, the more likely is that you live longer, you'll stay healthy. There was a book which had come to the market. It said, 7 personality traits for immune-powered personality. Because if you look at things, as I said earlier also, it is our internal resistance, including our immunity, our Department of Defense, what protects us from diseases, what keeps us well. One of the things which they highlighted was helping others. You know, if you help others, if you support others, it's not that we support them financially, but even just a smile, even just a word of support in the times of trouble, helping someone. They call it helper's high. There was one gentleman whom I met in America. He gave me a book, and the title of the book was, Why Good Things Happen to Good People. In that he only describes giving. But Baba tells us, become a master bestower. You're the child of the one who is the bestower for the whole world. Once you become master bestower, keep giving. Anyone who comes to you, give him a blessing, give him a smile, give him a powerful drishti. He says that is one thing which protects our immune system. And he's gone on length. He's done trials. He did, you know, he followed up people for long time, for years together. And he followed up students who had done some social service or helped others. And then he looked at their health profile when they were middle-aged. And he found drastic changes. He says, if you want to pick up one habit, and that is giving. Like devtas, the deities, they always give. So, like father, we become bestower. We don't expect, because expectation causes a lot of issues. Expectation in the family, expectation from the friends, expectation from the parents. But once we become giver, we are giving. What is service? Our subject, the fourth subject is service. It is to show people that way of connecting with Father. You know, like they say, that if you save one life, you know, people are groping in the dark, their life is in misery, and once they can get connected to their Supreme Father, their life is saved, and how many blessings we get. So that is what protects us, that makes us strong immune. Like when we go to people, they say, oh, our work is worship. We don't do anything. And this study says that if your life is based on multiple things, what they call this self-complexity, that you look after your own self, you look after your family, you do your work with commitment, you have a hobby, you do some social activity, then people are going to be more immune, not just on your work. But through the work, as Baba said, through the work, it can become a medium for connecting with more people. So the connectedness, the bond which Baba has given us, the soul consciousness, when we meet someone, we are automatically connected that we are souls. We are part of one universal family. Otherwise people feel lonely, they feel that there is nothing. What they call boredom. Boredom is another form of sickness. They don't feel that they have something to do interesting. But Baba says, what should interest you more is the innovative ways of doing service, innovative ways of reaching out to people, sharing your resources. It's very important that we have empathy. We feel kind. Kindness is nothing divine. It's a human quality. When we are kind, we want to share something. When we feel empathetic, we feel related to something, then this sharing also becomes easier. So being connected is also very important. Like the families breaking down, or the students getting going berserk. You know, when we read people, you know, people getting a gun and firing on the people without any purpose. What is it? Suddenly they revolt. They feel so dissatisfied. They feel dissatisfied either from relationships or from their work or from the education system. And they find this is a good way of coming to limelight. What really goes wrong in their mind? So this is what now, up till now, even the medicine has been studying negative traits. What does anger cause to our body? What does discontentment cause to our body? What are the hormones which... Now people are studying positive psychology. What does happiness mean to our body? What does honesty mean to our body? You know, integrity. They feel that these are the values. Helping others, being compassionate, being generous. That makes all the difference. There's a sister in Australia, Barbara Hennen. She took me to one of the universities. And I met the person who heads the Department of General Practice. He conducts a program for the medical students. And now he's authored a book. The book is titled The Essence of Health. Essence is an acronym. And every word stands for a particular thing. E stands for education. S stands for stress management. E stands for exercise. Like this, C stands for connectedness. So he's written a book and he has a program for the medical students in that university. And he feels the distractedness are what I would call, he's talked about mind wandering so much. So it is like what we call the self-mastery. And that is going to be the foundation for the golden age. Baba also says that we have to become first Indriyajit, master of our senses, then we can become the sovereign. So if we have self-control, a sense of self-control, today people feel helpless. They feel they have no hope. But Baba has made us the masters of the self. We know what is having control, what to do and what not to do. So it's very important that we start with our mind. The wellness starts from the mind. When we call well-becoming, that is our values. The values which we adhere. So wellness is connected with well-behave. If you are well-behaved, If you follow certain principles, then you can become well, becoming what they call. We also, here Baba also tells that it is the values which make us deities. It is the values which make us valuable. The more value we attached to our own self, one of the qualities, values which I have practiced is patience. You know, patience takes away the pain of the mind. If you are impatient, you feel so restless. Even if something becomes late or if something gets delayed, how impatient we. You know, I use that opportunity when I have to wait for someone, start walking so that you add to your exercise. You add to your steps. You don't feel that you are wasting your time. Sometimes, you know, people get late, much beyond their control. You have to wait. And when you have to wait, what should you do? Your mind can start thinking of anything. So start doing exercise. Start walking. So you're making use of your time. So patience is one quality which saves us from many troubles, from waste thoughts, from thinking negative about others. We have to be patient with people, give them time and space. I feel it is very important to respect people also. Baba says acceptance. So that's one value which adds to our wellness. Whatever we give, whatever we share, it comes back to us. So these seven, what they call the seven pillars of well-being. Our nutrition, our food, our exercise, our stress management, our looking after the environment, All these things contribute to our wellness. And it is all which enhance the quality of life. People talk of material wealth, or people talk of material amenities which would improve the quality of life. But quality of life is the way we live our lives. The way we put value on our own self. That is quality of life. So all these things combined together, Baba has shown us the way, and it has become so easy for us. For people it may be difficult. Like even simple things like feeling pressured. So that simple thing also sometimes troubles people. So for us, it's so easy. It's not only easy, but we feel loved, we feel respected when we follow the norms of Brahman life. So for us, this life is foundation for future 21 lives. So whatever we make effort here, it goes on for 21 births. So this sense of control in life, being wise and being a giver, all that is for the ushering in the golden age. Om Shanti. I'll end here. So if you have any questions, but this subject is so big. There's so much evidence, you know, so much research is going on. You know, when we did research, one of the interesting facts came out. You know, people say that you should do meditation close-eyed. And what we found, that open-eyed meditation produce more changes in the brain, like the delta waves and other things. People were more relaxed when they did open-eyed meditation. Because we have to be in the world. We are yogis. It's not just yoga, but it is yogi jivan. Our life is yogi. And that has to be done with open eyes. So the science is coming to our help so that we can reach out to many, many people. Om Shanti. See, like happiness, I would say, the value of happiness or giving, they try to measure the level of stress hormones, they try to measure the level of melatonin, which is the relaxation producing hormones, the endorphins, which help you to tolerate pain and your tiredness. And then they have psychological, for this coronary artery disease project, we had psychological questionnaires. And then we first asked them to fill on the day 1, and then on the day 7 they were asked to fill. And they were doing their EEGs, you know, the brain electroencephalogram. They were doing in the beginning and then they were doing in the end. So this is how they were able to document the change. These days they do PET scans. They try to measure through the physiological changes in the brain. So there's so many things which produce direct and indirect evidence. But the most important is how you feel. I remember one sister who had come to hospital. She was having magnet therapy, and being in the modern medicine, I don't know about how do magnets help. Although I did read. But the benefit, what they say, the taste of putting lies in eating it. So this sister, she was using crutches to walk. She left her crutches and painkillers in my office. See, she felt so relieved by magnet therapy. So it's like earlier they used to say that first produce evidence, then we'll believe. Now it is you believe, the evidence comes to you. The changes in people's lives. If you were taking, you know, if she was taking maybe 6 painkillers every day, and now she doesn't have to take anything. So that's the evidence for us, that magnets are helping her. I'm sorry, I couldn't. See, like, you know, we inherit certain genes, our personalities are made like that, there are certain, like some people would have weak digestive system, the other people may have a weak neck. But once we realize that, we have to be careful. We would have to see that what diet goes well with me, what diet doesn't go well with me. You know, it is not necessary you may be allergic. But some of those things don't go well into your system. Some people may be allergic to gluten, so they have to avoid wheat. So whatever weaknesses are in our system, we are the best judge. You know, there are people who are allergic to maybe peanuts. There are some people who are allergic to chickpeas. So like, that is known to us. But then, otherwise there are other things like, you know, some people might have injured their knee in childhood. So if the knee is paining, that means they need to focus on the knee. The strengthening muscles can be strengthened by exercise. There are 3 types of exercise. One are aerobics. The other are strength building. The other third are the balance. You know, we need to develop a balance in the body also. So that once we realize that this is what I have with this weak system, then I need to focus on that. Internal weakness means, you know, like in the terms of jnana, you were talking of the soul's weaknesses. Well, that you know yourself. That Baba gives us. See, that's what I say. You know, when we are stressed, so certain weaknesses would come out. You know, I would become impatient. I may feel irritated. I may start throwing things. I'm just saying, you know, if you are under pressure. So I realized, what causes me pressure? What causes me trouble? If, you know, sometimes we say that this man or this sister or this brother irritates me. It's not he or she irritated. It is my weakness to accept her. That irritates me. So I need to accept what Baba says. Every soul has its own part to play. They're playing their own part. And I have to play my part. And my part is to stay cheerful. My part is to accept others, to give them respect. So I need to decide what is my part. So likewise, you know, anything, sometimes, you know, it may be food, it may be the way the people, some people snore. You know, I remember once I was in Sukhdham, and the brother was snoring, I couldn't sleep. So what I had to do was to, not to disturb him, but go to the other room, whatever was vacant room. No, but you have to find some other way. I found a vacant room and I went and slept there. When I came to Madhuban, you know, we live in a community. And we would share the room with others. Someone would keep the light on. For as personally, I want all the lights, even Shibaba's light also to be switched off. I want dark when I go to sleep. But then later on I thought, I cannot really be like to this. Then I started accepting. Some light is acceptable. I told my mind, you have to sleep, you have to take rest. Ignore this. We have to train our mind. Mind is like a child. You know, it has to be nurtured, it has to be trained. And once you train your mind, then it is okay. So we have to become our own teacher.